Hello and welcome to English Podcasts with Chris and Sue. For more information, visit english-podcasts.com.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Sue.
So, in previous podcasts, we've talked a lot about presentation skills, and they've been pretty useful tips. But one particular tip that some students have asked me about was warming up. And as you said in a previous podcast, you have to warm up. Could you tell us more what that actually means, to warm up?
Yeah, I think the idea that I had was that people need to be ready for a performance. Most actors and singers, well, I would say every actor or singer, would never dream of going on stage to perform without warming up in some way, their voices. But I generally work on breathing through the nose, out through the mouth, holding the breath, breathing from the diaphragm rather than just from the chest. And I also work on a couple of things which are sort of borrowed from neuro-linguistic programming, which is focusing and centering. Basically, it's really getting people to take their mind off what they're going to do in terms of the anxiety, and just get ready to take the floor and speak and, well, perform. But I don't mean performing, and this is sometimes misunderstood. I don't mean performing, because some people say to me, oh, I saw this guy doing a presentation, it was a one-man show. For me, that tells me it was a bad presentation if it was a one-man show. But you are performing in as much as you're not sat down, you're trying to project your voice, and you are using some sort of body language, being that's going to be, you know, 30% of or more of the communication. However, you've got something, I know, on diction.
Yes, because I absolutely agree with all those points about breathing. I think that's very good for the relaxation and just getting the few muscles warmed up. But I do think as well that diction is pretty important when you're speaking.
I do work on one thing, that is because most of the people I work with are using English as another language. There's very few, there are some, but there are very few who are English native speakers. So the idea that the words they're using, they can use different muscles in their mouth. So I do things like yawning exercises, you know, partial yawning, not full. Yeah,
yes.
If it's full, they get a fine, a yellow card. But partial, just to stretch the mouth a little bit, the tongue, etc.
Yeah.
But your diction.
That's right. And anyway, as you say, stretching the mouth. And now I'm sort of exaggerating my mouth a little bit. But I do think that learners, especially, you know, with a second language, you need to move your mouth in a different way. And I always encourage my learners to really start a word and end a word as crisply as possible. And I've got a list of some expressions. I'm not going to say they're a tongue twister, because that's not exactly that. It's just a way to practice saying words. So let's start with the B. I think we were saying that the B can be difficult for Spanish speakers.
Yeah, they often mix the B and the V.
So I'm going to say one, and this is all going to be listed out.
I remember
out.
A guy who worked for Danone, and his daughter's name was really Vicky, and he called her Bicky.
Oh, that's so sweet. That is so sweet. Anyway, well, here's a way to practice the B. Okay, so let me say it. So blue blood, black bug, blue bug. Okay.
Very good.
Now the D, any problems with the D? Any? No, but it's a good way to practice moving your mouth around. Okay, so down the deep, damp, dark, dank, den. That needs a bit of practice. The F, now f, I'm going to say f. Okay, so four furious friends fought for the phone. That's quite good for the F. Now H, well, we all know this from our French learners. So any tips on how to practice saying the H?
No.
Oh, don't you? Oh, I have one. Like,
go on.
I say, put your hand in front of your mouth.
Ah, yes.
And say the word, for example, hamburger. And when you say that, you can really feel your breath on your hand when you say it with a good English accent. But of course, with a French accent, you say hamburger and you feel no breath at all. Oh. You know. Anyway, try saying this. It's pretty tricky, but it's the okay. So, in Hartford, Hereford, and Hampshire, hurricanes hardly ever happen. So the ever has no, but the happen at the end does. Okay. What about the K? Okay. So, kiss her quick, kiss her quicker, kiss her quickest.
Okay, I think sometimes the K is a problem which is added on when it doesn't need. Like there's a referee, Jérôme Garcès, and he always talks about knock on.
Oh, or, right, the okay. Knee.
Yeah. And stuff like that. They actually put it on.
Yeah, that's right. Kiss. Mm. Yeah, okay. Here's a nice one, with a K, really. So, you know New York. You need New York. You know you need unique New York. I was having difficulty there. But this will be on the podcast, anyway, on the text. P. I think P, I've been told, is... difficult one for Arab speakers, I've been told. So try this. So, pearls, please, pretty Penelope. Pretty Penelope, pearls, please. Okay. S, well, that's what I like, the S. Okay, so, but it's just a case of moving the mouth a lot, really. So, Sister Susie sat on the seashore sewing shirts for sailors. Now, of course, a learner will never get that right, and I wouldn't expect it, but it's just a way to practice your articulation.
Mm-hmm. I think the issue with a lot of, at least French learners, is missing the S off of the end rather than at the start.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So shirts.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And of course, for German speakers, the W is quite tricky.
What?
Yes, exactly. And also, French learners have a problem with this one, so let's say it. So, where were you yesterday? Because a lot of French speakers say to me, where were you yesterday? But where were you yesterday? And just a crazy one, which is really, it's a classic tricky one. Red leather, yellow leather, red lorry, yellow lorry. And Chris, you can congratulate me for pronouncing it so well.
Well done.
Okay.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again at english-podcast.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes. And if you have an idea for a podcast or a blog, please get in contact with us through the site at english-podcast.com.